You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Is Ernie Bell with Inertia from Not Your Cupid. Kia ora, Amy, how are you this morning?
Kia ora, I'm good.
I'm so excited for you. You've got a fantastic show lined up this week. You're going to be playing at the Civic Winter Garden to celebrate your beautiful album. Last time we spoke was pre-release. How are you feeling now that it is out there, people are listening to it, and you're in this kind of, I guess, celebration phase of the record?
Yeah, I'm just looking forward to playing it live, so itching for that.
It's a different feeling, eh? Because you've played some of these songs live, but it is quite a different experience when people have had a chance to sit with the world that you've been sitting with for ages. With the way that you've created this record, it does really feel like a world is the right word for it. You've really stepped into a specific space or time with it. Mm. What were you thinking about in sort of broad strokes about this album when you were in that creation phase?
Well, I can be very broad.
You can be as broad or specific as you'd like.
I guess if Venus's Home was about running away from something, I think Not Your Cupid is running towards something.
Mm.
It's in the realm of stars and romance.
Nice.
And the heavens, obviously, Cupid.
Mm-hmm.
Planets.
I quite like that there's a almost, when you said stars then, my brain went to the Hollywood sort of space and then it followed through with the, oh, of course, like the heavens, you know.
Yeah, but both, I think, because that sort of old, like, tragic Hollywood, Judy Garland,
yes.
Or like the Edith Piaf's, mm-hmm. That sort of tragic star energy.
Yeah. The name of the album kind of feels like it sort of sits in that world as well. There's something beautiful and tragic and also a little bit middle finger about it, which I really appreciate. And that feels like quite a good encapsulation of maybe some of the energy in this record too, because there is a lot of humour in there, Amy, which is something you're very good at. What were you thinking about when you decided that would be the, I guess, like the title for this project?
Well, I actually didn't come up with the title, my sister did, and then from there it all came together.
So the title was first?
Yeah.
Ah, true. Yeah. So it's lovely that your sister was the kind of genesis point for that. What conversation were you sort of talking about?
I think I showed her two demos that were all very vague in writing, and she came back with Not Your Cupid, and I went,
Mm-hmm. It's good to have a sounding board that kind of that knows you through and through and can kind of pinpoint.
She's
that
like the song oracle.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
Speaking of the kind of crew around this, you have such a wonderful band with you at the moment. Te Ari Kelly has got some real special moments on this record with the sitar. It's a quite an incredible sound that brings to the album.
Yeah.
What was the idea for bringing that into this record? Were you just like, that's really cool that you can do that? Or how did it come about?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, because she can play sitar and I've always loved it, loved the sound. And I mean, that's how it started, but it just turned out that it really suited some of the songs.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was just fated to kind of slot in to that. Obviously, I couldn't make it work for every single song, or that would be hectic.
not every song needs the sitar, just the right timing for it.
Yeah.
There is one thing that I've found is like a real theme throughout this album, or kind of strong sensibility that I think ties into that Hollywood thing. There's quite a like a nostalgia to the way some of these songs are framed, but they never feel like a callback or like it's doing a retro thing or anything like that, but there's like a very thoughtful space that they seem to inhabit. What were you thinking about when you were writing this? Was that kind of on your mind, that were you thinking back in sort of like your own life, or what was some of those ideas that were knocking around?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think, I guess maybe with writing a second album, you naturally have thoughts of, shit, can I do this again? Am I, you know, like, am I supposed to be here doing this?
Was it just a fluke before?
Yeah, kind of. It was a really hard-working fluke.
Yeah.
A very determined, I'm going to make this happen fluke. So the second one, I guess probably still had a little bit of fear.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a second album, classic, right?
Yeah, it's the scary album for a reason. Yeah.
But, yeah, so I don't know. I was probably thinking, trying to focus on you know, what I want for myself in the future with music, and trying to hone in on that.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, maybe some of that more sort of tragic side of things, like the Not Your Cupid song, is my like sort of ballad of going, oh, you know, what if it doesn't work out, or this is really what I want, but you know.
Yeah. It's worked out pretty well, I reckon, Amy. It's a great record.
Thank you.
But I do think that imposter syndrome, almost, of like having to push through for the album, it's a horrible experience, I think, for anyone who's going through it, but can quite often produce really considered work,
that's
or really thoughtful
thing.
Work. Yeah.
It's kind of where the work stems from, really.
Yeah. I feel like this is going to be a special show this Friday because it is an amazing venue, the Civic Winter Garden. It feels like it fits this world pretty perfectly. Mm. There's also, you know, we've talked about this before, but you've got your own background in costume and in film kind of informing a lot of the aesthetics of the visual world that you've created for Ernie Bell. It feels like something you really bring to a stage show. Is that a conversation you have with your band? Do you talk about that kind of part of it, or do you just sort of let the magic happen a little bit by accident?
Just let it happen. I mean, I think there'll definitely be certain shows where I will have more of a vision for the set design and things like that, but yeah, maybe further down the line when I have a big budget to do such
a glitter thing. Cannon or something, that would be really nice. Yeah.
All the things I want to do, but yeah. No, the band, I don't even really have to tell them what to wear or anything like that, but
they're just all good. They've just got it.
Just trust each other.
Totally. It does feel like a really good time to celebrate this record, a really good time to see the world that you've created. We were talking about this earlier in the show, been getting people to text in about what's their favourite albums of the year, and yours has come up a lot, Amy. So congratulations on a beautiful record.
Thank you.
It's a hit. It's a hit with the BFM listeners. We love it. We are going to listen to the title track now. It's this Friday at the Civic Winter Garden. Where can people get tickets, Amy?
Online via Moshtix.
Fantastic. We'll see you there. Have a fantastic show and congrats again on your album.
Thank you.
Slow
That was a 95 BFM podcast. Support 95 BFM with a B card. Go to 95bfm.com/signup.